Hello, and welcome to English with Justino, a podcast designed for you to learn English vocabulary, expressions, culture, and maybe even some grammar along the way. This podcast is for those already speaking English at an intermediate or advanced level. The idea here is to listen and learn from a native English speaker in a natural way, the way you first learned your native language, by hearing it. Okay, forward we go. Enjoy. Episode 39. Natalia. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you are listening. I suggest you listen to this podcast many times if you want to improve your English. Download it and listen while you're in line, driving, walking, cooking, cleaning, or whatever you do when you listen to podcasts. It's important to hear these words more than once to remember and become familiar with them. As always, please visit www.oyejustino.com to find a transcription for this podcast. Listening to and following along with the transcriptions is a good way to improve your language skills. Please send me an email to let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you. And now, to the story. Are you ready? Searching for a job was a tiring process for how little physical effort it took. Natalia had been looking for a new job for 6 weeks, and she hadn't had any luck yet. Every day she went to work at her big firm in Mexico City, where she was the front desk receptionist and assistant. She answered phones, greeted guests, confirmed appointments, and got coffee for the businessmen and businesswomen that used the building. It was not a bad job by any means, but it was very boring, and Natalia knew that, after 3 years, she was ready for something different. Each day, when she got home from work, Natalia would check her emails for alerts from several job posting sites. She wasn't sure what she was looking for, but anything that fit her qualifications was fair game. But there were so many jobs, and so many websites to look through, and so many forums and online boards, that it was overwhelming to comb through them and look at all of them. Natalia spent at least 2 hours a night looking, and had only found two or three jobs that she felt were promising enough to apply for. Her friends knew that she was getting antsy at her current job, so when she got an email from her friend Josie with the subject of, "New gig for you?" she thought it was just going to be asking her if she had found something. Natalia was pleasantly surprised to see that it was a little more than that. "Hey girl," the email started, "are you still looking for a new job? I just started at the hotel that just opened, that big fancy one that they've been building for 2 years. They're hiring front desk staff urgently, and I know you've got desk experience. Here's the job description. If you apply, let me know, and I can tell my manager to look out for your resume. Love you. We gotta catch up soon." Natalia was intrigued. She opened up the link and started reading through the job description. The requirements were very basic office job skills, previous phone and front desk experience, ability to lift and move 20 pounds, ability to sit and stand for long periods of time, customer service abilities, and previous experience with office equipment. There was only one thing that Natalia did not feel confident about. The job required proficiency in English. Spanish was Natalia's native language. Natalia was from Mexico, and her entire family had lived there for generations. Spanish was deeply ingrained in her life. Her family spoke Spanish exclusively. In school, she and her classmates had learned very basic English vocabulary and grammar, enough to get by with the tourist and bilingual citizens of Mexico City. Many of her school friends had continued to expand their English-speaking education and were very comfortable bilingual, but Natalia was not confident in her English-speaking abilities. Oh well, that could be changed. Natalia knew that if she put her mind to it, she'd be able to refresh and improve her skills. She knew that if she could practice her English skills with the rest of her experience, she would be a surefire choice for the resort. Natalia remembered in school that her teacher said the best way to learn and improve language is by listening to it and speaking it. So the first thing Natalia did was download some podcasts in English. She listened to a lot of podcasts while she worked, so it would be an easy way to immerse herself in the language. The next thing she did was call her friend Josie. She knew that Josie was very proficient in English, and she felt comfortable practicing with Josie. Josie was one of her good friends and already worked at the resort. If there was any specific vocabulary, Josie would help her learn it. Josie answered her phone right away, and Natalia explained her predicament to her. I do know quite a bit of English, she concluded, but I just don't feel comfortable enough to say I'm proficient. Would you mind helping me? Of course, Josie cried, excited. It'd be so fun to work together. I'll do literally anything I need to help you. Let's make sure all of our conversations are in English, and let's set up some time to meet and talk in person. It's easy to text in English, but it's a little harder to talk. That sounds good, Natalia answered in English. Josie laughed, and they spent a few minutes catching up in English. It came back to Natalia very quickly, but she could tell she was a little shaky. Even the short conversation she had with Josie helped her gain confidence. It wasn't as hard as she thought it would be. With practice, she was sure she could do it. Over the next few days, Natalia listened to as many English-speaking podcasts as she could, and when she got home from work, she found a few TV shows to binge-watch that were in English. She left the Spanish subtitles on in case she came across a word or phrase that she didn't recognize. She looked up the words she didn't know on the internet if she was struggling. She texted Josie in English on and off all day, every day. She also put in her application for the resort job and let Josie know that she had. Josie had told her that they were scheduling interviews about a month out, so she would have plenty of time to schedule her interview and continue to improve her skills before. A few days after she applied, the hiring department reached out to her and they scheduled her interview for 3 weeks from then. Natalia was extremely excited. A few days before the interview, Natalia and Josie met up to grab dinner after they both got off work. Natalia hadn't seen Josie for several months, and she was excited to see her. She was also excited to see just how much her English speaking skills had improved. Natalia met and greeted Josie with ease, and as they waited for their orders to be taken, they engaged in casual conversation. Josie told Natalia about what the job was like, what their day-to-day tasks were like, what the guests of the resort were like. Natalia paid close attention to what Josie was saying, noting all of the specific vocabulary words she used to describe the rooms and amenities of the resort. Her dinner with Josie went very quickly, and at the end of it, while they were waiting to get their change, Natalia asked, "How do you think I did? Will I be okay for the interview?" "I think you will do great," Josie reassured her. "Your English is sounding more and more natural, and when you ace that interview when you get hired, you will just continue to get better. You did a great job. I can't wait to be your coworker." And now the story summary in the past, present, and future tenses. Past tense. Natalia was a native Spanish speaker that lived in Mexico City. She was tired of her job and looked for another one. Natalia's friend Josie worked at a new resort and told her that they were hiring, but Natalia needed to speak English in order to get the job. Natalia already could speak some English, but she practiced with Josie and listened to podcasts to improve her skills before the big interview. Present. Natalia is a native Spanish speaker that lives in Mexico City. She is tired of her job and is looking for another one. Natalia's friend Josie works at a new resort and tells her friend that they are hiring, but Natalia needs to speak English in order to get the job. Natalia already speaks some English, but she practices with Josie and listens to podcasts to improve her skills before the big interview. Future tense. Natalia will be a native Spanish speaker that will live in Mexico City. She will be tired of her job and will be looking for a new one. Natalia's friend Josie will work at a new resort and will tell her friend that they will be hiring, but Natalia will need to speak English in order to get the job. Natalia already will speak some English, but she will practice with Josie and will listen to podcasts to improve her skills before the big interview. And that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed listening, and I hope you understood everything. If not, I would suggest listening to this again and again. Once you hear the same words over and over, you will begin to understand and your English will be at a higher level. Also, the transcripts will be posted for this episode at www.oyejustino.com, and you can listen and read along at the same time. I would love to hear what your comments are. Please send me a message at english@oyejustino.com or visit our website to find transcripts, podcasts, and vocabulary flashcards. And again, see you next time. Bye-bye for now.